T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg tech reporter Mark Gurman. So Mark, we're learning more about Apple's upcoming headset that can switch between augmented and virtual reality. You a report that is likely to be named Reality Pro. What do we know about it? What's the difference?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I mean, the difference between the Apple headset and some of the competitors from Meta and such is just the sheer amount of technology that they're jamming into this product in addition to the price point. This will be far and away probably the most advanced product that Apple or any consumer tech giant has ever released, mixing both VR capabilities and AR capabilities, which means that you have ultra-high resolution VR displays in the enclosure itself, but also 14 external cameras in order to scan the surrounding environment. That both will allow you to do AR, which means the cameras turn on, so you basically can see what's in front of you with an enclosed screen because it uses cameras and then puts that on the display, in addition to cameras and sensors that could, you know, analyze your body and recreate what you look like and what you feel like and what you sound like in virtual reality. So that all that mixed together makes for a very advanced product with a very good overall user experience, hopefully.
Okay, so what is the price point?
The price point's going to be about $3,000, right? So that's going to be double the price of the Quest Pro. So that is a significant price point. That's a high-end Mac price, right? That's about the price of a high-end MacBook Pro 16-inch. So it's not cheap. And Apple knows this, so they're really only planning to make about a million of them, at least in the first year.
So this is like a millionaire's toy.
Could be a millionaire's toy, could be a billionaire's toy, right? It also could be a development platform for third-party app developers who want to take that money invested in this platform and then build apps and services and then, you know, use it as an investment to make money on the app store that this device will have.
Okay, so it's not just, it is for developers. I'm trying to figure out, like, who is going to want to use this, you know, in recreationally?
I think that app developers are certainly going to want to use it. Technology fans are certainly going to use it. I'm certainly going to want to have one. I think anyone who is really into tech and Apple, they're going to clamor for this device, right? Obviously, the price point is really going to be a big barrier to entry here, but I think this is going to be the future. I think that this is going to be a very long game for Apple as well as the industry. So I think this is still going to be very early. The real winner here will be when Apple's able to get this at a third of the price, right? If they can get this down to $1,000, this might take 3 to 5 years. That's going to be a really big deal.
Yeah, I was going to say $1,000, and then you're talking about somebody's splurge for Christmas or something.
You're talking about the price of an iPhone, basically, right? If they can get this down to an iPhone price, they're in pretty good shape.
That's Bloomberg tech reporter Mark Gurman.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.